Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Manny Perez. He is the former secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development under then Governor Scott Walker and Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish. You know, sir, how long did you remain at the Department of Workforce Development?
About 5 months.
So 5 months. Clearly, it was a dream opportunity for you to be appointed to such a position. What did you see? I mean, that made you decide that the people who appointed you really were not good and honest and right people.
First of all, I was completely astounded when Scott Walker decided to launch on his own the whole thing about Act 10 without even having a record on jobs. Secondly, I was completely astonished to see that neither Scott Walker nor Rebecca Clefish possess knowledge even beyond the last year of high school, because you could not hold a conversation with them in relation to issues, because they basically just wanted, tell me what I need to say, and that is it. In other words, complete lack of understanding of the issues facing the state in ability to question and making decisions that were based on numbers. Everything was done by political optics. Does this look good in TV, or does this look good to my donors? And that's it. There was no regard absolutely to anything, just paying donors and manipulating things in a very corrupt and an unethical manner. What disappointed me.
Mr. Perez, for all of those people who, as I stated earlier, are really hurt this morning because, you know, whether we like it or not, you know, she was and is an admired person in this state and respected by many. When you correct the record, you know, there are people who are going to, you know, challenge it and disagree with it and say that you've got ulterior motives for why you are saying this about her after her loss. You say what to that?
I have no horse in the race. I have not endorsed neither Tim Michaels or Tony Evers. And at the same time, it was my duty to clarify the record, because I was the person that was responsible for the Department of Workforce Development at the time. So it was my duties, not only my desire, I am under the obligation to clarify what the record is, because I was the one in charge. And the people of Wisconsin put us there in 2011 to do a job. And the job was 250,000 jobs by the end of the first term. That was the electoral promise, which in 1 week after taking office, Scott Walker changed.
You know, and history will bear all of these things out, Mr. Perez. You know, the historians will be able to point to this time as people talk about the Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish time running the state, and the record will certainly probably not include what it is you are saying. But truth is the truth, right? I mean, as Dr. King said, truth pressed to earth will rise again. And whether or not they archive what it is you've had to say about Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish, you know, it is fortunate that a person like you is still around and can set the record straight. Had it not been, and had you not taken the impetus to, even though you no longer live in this state, to set that record straight. And what people need to know is you are a Republican. And so this was not some witch hunt from the Democratic side of things.
No, it is not. I am actually very proud this morning of the average Republican, particularly in the rural areas, because they never forgot the betrayal that Cliffish and Walker did to them. And the people in Ashland, Oshkosh, Warsaw, La Crosse, in many Eau Claire, many of those areas, they suffer greatly, because what those areas need is jobs,
right,
and infrastructure and education. That's what they need. And they totally forgot about them. That's why they voted against Cliffish.
You know,
they did not want. They did not want a Walker 2.0.
You know, Mr. Perez, as Tim Michaels, and you clearly have been watching what goes on in the state. You may not live here anymore, but clearly you are a guy who's still concerned about what happens in our state.
Very much so.
You know, it's certainly easy. I listened to, Tim Michaels, who says, I'm a businessman. I'm going to create these jobs. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Is it that easy? Can you just will jobs into existence? Or
no, it is not. It is not. To attract companies to come to a state, first of all, it takes 1 year for a company to make a move from one state to another. It takes at least 1 year. Secondly, you need a combination of factors, which is the quality of the workforce, the infrastructure that you have available to support business development. Number three, you need to have, for example, minority business ready and able to subcontract and help development in that area. And then you need an appropriate tax structure that will support that to compete with other states. So you need a combination of factors. It's not just one thing that you come like bewitched and say, here are the jobs. And it takes effort, and a consistent effort throughout many years.
So, and a little experience, I would think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes experience. I am going to proceed. I have not done so to read in detail the plan that Tim Michaels has, the plan that Tony Evers has, and I'm going to evaluate them and compare them. And then on a future opportunity, I will call in and express my opinion.
Yeah,
I do that.
I think that's critically important. I would love for that to happen as we go through this 100 days or so, this sprint to the November elections. You know, when Scott Walker made a promise of 250,000 jobs, did you think it was at all obtainable?
Yes, it was. It was. We did all the calculations, and I'm one of the individuals who ran the calculations. And when I left, we were completely in line with achieving 250,000 jobs.
So how did it fall short? We saw the debacle with Foxconn.
Yes.
Was that one of the reasons why so much attention was paid towards Foxconn?
It was exactly because Scott Walker probably thought that was going to be the life saving action. But the thing is that you needed to stay. Basically, what Walker did is that he took his hand off the wheel by focusing on becoming president, by paying out donors through WDEDC, by maintaining a corrupt, political agenda. And so he took his eyes off the wheel. And the reality is that he was lying from the beginning about the 250,000 jobs. And so was Rebecca Cliffish. It was a marketing gimmick to get elected. They never had any intention of fulfilling that. Many of us Republicans made the mistake of supporting Walker and Cliffish. And part of my action is to correct the mistake that we made then.
You know, can you hang on, sir?
Certainly.
All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back from the break, here, I got a minute before we go to the break. So now here we are, 6 years later, nine years? How many years ago was it now?
Evers
has been 11. Time flies. Time really flies. But here we are. our state is, from your perspective, what does the state have to offer to bring those kinds of jobs here? Is our state prepared to be able to reach outside of it and bring those types of jobs here? And what is it going to take to do that? Got to go to a break. Mr. Manny Perez is on the line. Join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.